This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So, you know, it's Monday to Friday. We say hasaklangana mzansi. Let's get together. Let's have some nice time from 10 to 1. And right now on the show, as I promised you, we'll just do have Miss Govinda on the show. Welcome, Miss Govinda, on MUT Radio.
Hi, good day, everyone. It's so good to be here.
Oh, so good to see you, Miss K. It's sunny outside, and I see you. You like this place. You like our little home.
Love it.
Oh, wow. So today, Miss K, we're speaking about HPV. It's HPV, human papillomavirus. You know? For someone who doesn't know what is HPV means and what is it, if you can just elaborate, what is HPV?
Okay. It's a DNA type of virus, and by now I think the world is very, very au fait with what viruses are, right? So there are different types of viruses, but this particular one is sexually transmitted. So in all of the ways that you can acquire HIV, you can acquire HPV. So the preventative ways would be one and the same as well. Barrier contraceptives, not the usual contraceptives, but the barrier contraceptives are the ones that will protect you from human papillomavirus.
HPV, it's sexually transmitted disease. Yes. So how can I, as a person who have an HPV and not spread it out to another person, maybe I'm in love with that person, how do I restrict my chances to just pass it over to someone?
Okay, so what's the big deal about human papillomavirus? I mean, okay, for one, it's the main cause of cervical cancer. And very few people know this, right? So there is a need to educate people about human papillomavirus and how to protect ourselves as women. So males are generally the carriers of human papillomavirus.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But in saying that, men can develop penile cancer from human papillomavirus. So that's reason enough to wear your barrier contraceptives like your condoms and not compromise, but condomize.
Condom every day, every time.
Yes, absolutely. There's no two ways about it. Even if it's one occurrence, you can catch HPV, and it's far more prevalent than HIV itself. And it's not just the lower socioeconomic groups that are catching HPV. It's prevalent throughout, you know, so you can't look at somebody and say, okay, this person looks clean, this person is driving a nice car, probably safe. No, HPV is one of those viruses that occur across the board.
Oh, how do I see? Right now I have maybe contracted HPV. What are some symptoms of HPV?
Okay, so HPV would usually infect the cervix, so hence cervical cancer. So HPV will cause some abnormal changes in your cervix. So it's not going to like be radical symptoms right away. It will start maybe with some pelvic pain, pain on coitus, or we call it coitus, but it's sexual intercourse. You have some sort of pain and discomfort. These are not signs that you should just dismiss. You should go to your clinic. And even if there is a discharge and you know that it's not a timely discharge, like mid-cycle, but it's out-of-cycle discharge, you should present yourself to a clinic where you can go in for a pap smear. So the government has a very robust cervical screening program that started in the year 2000. But still, South Africa is one of the has one of the highest incidence of cervical cancer worldwide. And 60% of these cases occur in sub-Saharan Africa. So there's an absolute need for education in this area.
Because lots of people, for my side, I even didn't know the HPV. And I was like, oh, there's something that's called HPV, human papillomavirus. And for a person who doesn't know, how maybe, is HPV be detected through pap test?
Absolutely. So the pap test is a primary screening, part of the primary screening program in South Africa. So it allows a woman that's sexually active over 30 years of age, one pap smear every 10 years, but that's provided the person has a normal pap smear, then you come back in 10 years. But if the patient presents with an abnormality, we call that a dysplasia. A dysplasia is an abnormality, but it's not cancer itself. It's a precursor to cancer, like a stepping stone. So if we catch it early, that person can go through for a biopsy. And it's not going to cure it absolutely, but it will keep it at bay.
Oh, it's treatable.
Yes. So it's one of the very few cancers that can actually be treated. So why not take advantage of that free pap smear? And of course, our clinic runs a pap smear clinic once a year. I think that's they target cervical cancer month, which is around September, October. So you can go in for a free pap smear, and I urge all young ladies who are sexually active to go through for a pap smear.
Every month, lah. Yeah, every month or every 2 months.
No. That's overkill. No.
Oh.
You can, okay, if it's a screening program in at MUT, it's free. So during the course of your study, go at least once a year and take advantage of it. Because you may, if you're not taking the precautions, you can contract it in between, you know. But after that, when you are like over 30 and you're still negative, you can go one in 10 years. Once in 10 years.
Why there's some orphan stigma surrounding HPV? How can we work to reduce it?
The stigma would be like similar to that of any STD. You know, you feel you're going to be shamed, you're going to be ostracized and things like that. But we're living in a society where these types of diseases are so prevalent and there's no room for that. And no one's going to judge you. And those people that judge you really don't matter.
Really?
So just take the leap, go with some friends. Get together as a group of ladies and say, you know what? Are we going to go through for the pap smear? We're going to bite the bullet. We're not going to be ashamed. We're just going to lift our heads up high. We're going to promote. We are going to take control of our health. So let's just go together and be safe.
I was saying my health is my world. So it starts with me. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cervic cancer, if you speak about cervic cancer, for someone who doesn't know what cervic cancer is.
Cervical cancer, it targets the cervix, right? Cervix is an area in the female genital tract. It goes from the vagina and entering into the narrow sort of canal leading into the uterus. So that narrow canal seems to be a very favored place for viruses. Even other viruses like herpes, for example, and there's chlamydia. All sorts of STDs seem to favor that area for some reason, probably because there's a lot of activity and cell division happening there. So viruses, what they do is they take over cells. They use the machinery, the replicative machinery that's used to divide cells to replicate itself and produce these baby progeny, we call them, right? And then it disperses it and then the cycle continues. So this is exactly where the pap smear brush is going to reach. We're going to sample, place it onto a slide and spray fix with an alcohol fixative that will fix the slides in the same way that it appears in the body. So it goes into the lab. We call that cytology lab, which is my area of expertise. So we will stain those and we look at it under the microscope. We will examine for infectious agents. We will look for abnormalities like your dysplasias or the stepping stones. But we will find cancer if it's there, but that's not the aim of the screening program. We want to catch it early so that patients can be treated and prevent them from actually going through chemo and all sorts of radical treatments. So the incidence of cervical cancer is quite high amongst black females. It's about 17 per 100,000 annually that develop cervical cancer. And I feel it's unnecessary. If you can be educated about HIV, surely you can be educated about HPV.
Surely, definitely. And right now we are just educating you about it. So you better go to our clinic and just do check in, screen. And because some of the ladies, they always say that down there they're itchy. So when it's itchy, maybe it's one of the symptoms that you may be contracting the CVIC virus.
Okay, firstly, don't self-diagnose.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get it wrong. And sometimes you're going to leave it for so late. Self-medicating and douching. You know, douching is when you add some sort of liquid containing whatever.
Just cleans all.
Or maybe some herbal things. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do that.
And steam it up.
Don't do that. No, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Leave it to the bakers. So you need to present yourself at a clinic if you're experiencing any form of discharge.
Mm.
Usually if it's an offensive discharge, like if it's there's itching, a sort of a thick, cheesy discharge, or a fishy smelling discharge, that usually indicates a form of a pathogenic. When I say pathogen, I mean it's disease-causing bacteria. Okay, so there's a number of things, but most times it's Candida albicans if it's a thick, cheesy discharge, and that's not a sexually transmitted infection. It just means maybe you went to the doctor for like an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
So antibiotics generally are broad spectrum. They don't really pick and choose which microorganisms are good and bad. They will wipe out all the good bacteria from your stomach, your probiotics, and even the good bacteria that are found in the vagina that help you to increase the pH balance. They give off these lactic acids, so which acts as a disinfectant for pathogenic organisms and bacteria. So if you're going to wipe that out, so things like Candida, which is a fungus, which is really not pathogenic, they start to flourish and produce a discharge. So I don't want you to now check our doctor on Google. You know, rather be safe, take advantage of the clinics, and go and have a pap smear done.
So we add you, don't cure yourself. There are some professionals who will just do cure you. And make sure if somehow you feel like, maybe there's some like a discomfort on my vagina, just go to the nearby clinic. And we do have a clinic here on MUT. So visit them and definitely you will just get help as ASAP. Ms. K, lastly, what can we just expect this month? And your last word.
It being National Cancer Awareness Month, okay, there's going to be a lot of resources put out there on cancer awareness. Make sure that you go in, take the time to become familiar with the different types of cancers, but particularly for women, the female types, like the breast cancer, and which seems to be on a rise, and of course cervical cancer. Things that we can help prevent, we should prevent.
Ms. K, thank you so much for your time.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.